Recent experiments have demonstrated that if an animal is prevented from dreaming by waking it whenever rapid eye movements and characteristic brain waves indicate that the animal is dreaming, he will soon show all the symptoms of sleeplessness, no matter how much dreamless sleep he is allowed. He becomes irritable, anxious, disoriented, and 10 days of dream deprivation leads to convulsions and death. One of the most important facts to have been established about REM sleep and dreams is that they appear to be essential to our health and well-being. So vital, in fact, that dreams obstinately resist elimination. When 8 volunteers were prevented from dreaming for 6 successive nights by waking them as soon as the EEG record showed the onset of REM sleep, they had to be roused only 5 times the first night, but by the 5th night it became 20 or 30 times. The longer the dreams were kept out, the more they tried to force their way in. And when uninterrupted sleep was permitted, the subjects dreamed 30% more than usual during these recovery nights. The conclusion is unavoidable. Dreaming is a biologic necessity for all warm-blooded animals. And dreams can be seen as the prototype for artistic expression and creative thought. The part played by dreams in writing and painting is well documented. And mathematicians and chemists have found the solutions to formula in dreams. I think we may extrapolate to say that art is an elaboration of the dream process, and far from being a superfluous luxury, is necessary for the continuation of human life. No people so far contacted are without some form of artistic expression.